Good morning. I welcome you into the fellowship of Jesus Christ as we worship together on this Lord's Day. We may not be together physically, but we are together in spirit. We're in the presence of God, and we are joined by Jesus Christ. I pray that God will guide our hearts and fill us with the Holy Spirit. I invite you to pray with me. Gracious God, we come before you today giving thanks for your love. Open our hearts to your will for us and reveal yourself to us. Bring us closer to you and closer to one another as we prepare to worship. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Please join me now in our call to worship. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell us salvation among the nations. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. And worship the Lord in holy array. Bow before him, all the earth. Amen. Our Hebrew scripture is from the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter, verses 28 through 31. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary, and they will walk but not be faint. This is the word of God for the people of God. We give thanks to God. Our gospel reading this morning is from Mark, the first chapter. I'll begin reading with the 29th verse. As soon as Jesus left the synagogue, he went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they immediately told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. That evening after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and the troubled. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many. May God bless the reading of his holy word. Thank you. As we worship today, it is important that we acknowledge God's presence in our lives and also pray for those who are in need. I invite you to offer individual thanks and petitions before we pray together. Loving God, we thank you for the many ways in which you touch our lives. We are grateful to you for the patience you show and for the ways you care for us. We thank you for being the source of true joy. We lift up the healthcare workers whom you send to deliver your gift of healing. We pray for those who suffer with the coronavirus and their loved ones. We ask for your hand to guide the distribution of the vaccine. And we ask for your blessing on those in our community and all people everywhere who have been negatively affected by the pandemic. Open our hearts and eyes so that we may recognize and minister to the needs before us. We give you thanks for the work of Jesus Christ, the one who offers us hope of life eternal in your presence. And we pray to you using words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The days following Christmas and before Ash Wednesday, we call the season of Epiphany. Epiphany is the time for reflection on the scriptures that show us how humans came to recognize Jesus as the promised one from God, and how they better came to understand God through Jesus' example and teaching. Mark opens his gospel with the story of John, the wilderness preacher, who prepared the people to receive the greater one who would come after him, the one who would share the Spirit of God with all, the one who would open hearts and change lives. Mark introduces his readers to Jesus of Nazareth, the beloved Son of God, in a scene at the Jordan River. He follows the steps of Jesus as he chooses Simon and Andrew, and then James and John to join him in his ministry. Mark saw Jesus as a great teacher, a teacher who amazed the people with his understanding of the scriptures and his ability to communicate the message of God. But Mark recognized Jesus as more than a teacher. He also saw Jesus as a healer. He shares the account of Jesus, James, and John as guests in the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever. Mark tells us that when Jesus learned she was ill, he went to her. He took her hand and he helped her up. The fever left her and she began to wait on them. And the word spread quickly about Jesus. And Mark records that in the evening, after sunset, that the sick and troubled in the community were brought to Jesus and that he made them well. To hear Jesus' message of God's love for all, to experience healing, to witness others being made well, these people would understand that this could only be possible through God. These were signs of God's promise being fulfilled, and we're told that Jesus left that house on a mission to the world, teaching and healing as he travels, so God's love and mercy would be revealed to all. That same message of God's love and offer of wellness shared by Jesus is extended to us today. The people in Mark's gospel, the sick and the troubled, they were comforted, made whole, and given hope. That same gift is offered to us and to generations to come. I pray that we will open our hearts to receive Jesus' message and that our sickness and troubles will be made well by his healing power. Amen. Join me now in our affirmation of faith. There is one God, and there is one mediator, Jesus Christ, who came as a ransom for all, to whom we testify. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, and was manifested in the flesh, vindicated in the Spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed in throughout the world and taken up in glory. Great indeed is the mystery of the gospel. Amen. I'm grateful for our time today and look forward to the time when we can gather again. Let's close in prayer. God of grace and God of glory, we give you thanks for all of the ways you reveal yourself to us. Empower us to go into the world and to share the love you have shown us with others, so that your will is done on earth. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.